Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super juicy today. Cultivating self-compassion in everyday life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good episode, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't just about bubble baths and endless affirmations, though those are nice. It's about building a rock-solid foundation of kindness and understanding for yourself, even when things get messy. Ever find yourself being way harsher on yourself than you would ever be with a close friend? We've all been there. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, right? But the truth is, that kind of self-criticism doesn't help us grow. It just keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. So today, we're going to flip the script and learn how to treat ourselves with the same love and understanding we offer others. Because let's face it, you deserve it. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion muscle. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We're all human folks. That means making mistakes, having off days, and feeling a whole range of emotions, both good and bad. It's not about being perfect, it's about embracing our imperfections and learning from them. Think of it like this. Your flaws are what make you uniquely you. 2. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend. Would you tell your best friend they're useless for messing up? Probably not, right? So why would you say that to yourself? When those negative thoughts creep in, try replacing them with words of encouragement and support. Remember, you're on your own team. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how you tend to overthink and judge yourself when you're stressed or anxious? Well, mindfulness can be a game changer. By focusing on the present moment, you can quiet that inner critic and create space for self-compassion to blossom. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. 4. Be kind to your body. This isn't just about what you eat, it's also about how you treat yourself physically. Make time for activities that nourish your body and soul, whether it's going for a walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or getting a good night's sleep. Remember, taking care of your body is an act of self-love. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, celebrate your victories. Did you finish that project at work? Did you finally hit the gym after weeks of procrastination? Give yourself credit where it's due. Recognizing your accomplishments, even the seemingly insignificant ones, helps build a sense of self-worth and compassion. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're rushing to get ready for an important meeting. You spill coffee on your shirt, trip over the dog, and then realize you left your presentation notes at home. It's enough to send anyone into a spiral of self-criticism. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating ourselves up, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that things aren't perfect, shocker, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. You quickly improvise, pull off the meeting like a pro, and even get a compliment on your creative thinking. See what I mean? Self-compassion isn't about giving up or settling for less, it's about approaching challenges with kindness and resilience. It allows you to learn from your experiences, bounce back stronger, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So there you have it, my loves. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and never underestimate the power of kindness. Now go out there and be your own best friend. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love today. Leave a review, tell me what you think on social media, or just send a quick message saying, "Hey Laura, I love this episode." It means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.